Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. Senate Judiciary, first of all, I hope you have a program because I'm going to be making changes to the program, meaning there's many bills that we have scheduled for today that are not going to be heard today because we do not have all of the paperwork, which could mean amendments or it could mean legislative or the fiscal or the revenue impact statements. Because of that, and I have counsel, we're going to go through the list, and then we're going to make certain that I read off all the ones that I need to. So the following bills, I'm going to go ahead and... Do I need to go into work session for this? All right, so at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the bills that are going to be carried over because at this point, we know they're not ready to work today. The following bills are going to be carried over until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. Senate Bill 357. Senate Bill 358. Senate Bill 359. Senate Bill 361. Senate Bill 362. Senate Bill 363. Senate Bill 364. Senate Bill 819. Let everyone catch up on that because I'm going to go back. All right, going back. Senate Bill 401. Senate Bill 378. Senate Bill 408. Senate Bill 740. Senate Bill 934. Senate Bill 926. Senate Bill 619. I also understand the followings are also being carried over because we thought they were ready to go, but they're not. Everything's not here. So these are also being carried over to tomorrow, Tuesday night, the 19th of April, Senate Bill 516 and Senate Bill 608. Now, as we go through the rest of the bills, as we take them up today, they may actually be carried over because I don't have all of my councils available right this moment to tell me if there's any that I've missed. But I've checked off my list, and so all of those that I've mentioned should be carried over again until tomorrow, the 19th. All right. With that said, we're going to... wait for council to get back up here, make sure I know which one we're going to start with. All right, so we're going to open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 420. And Bill, when you get the file.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 420, the amendments replace the bill. This is basically an issue. You have the Dash 1 amendments in front of you. There will be a sooner replacement of the Dash 2. And this is basically the issue of when someone is found guilty but for insanity, they are sent to the, and put under the jurisdiction of the Psychiatric Security Review Board. They are then sent to the state hospital under OH. Now, what this bill would do is, and then it's the Psychiatric Security Review Board that makes decisions whether they when they should be released and how they should be released. What this bill will do is, as far as when they should be released, this just will be given to the Oregon Health Authority decision to make. It will be the responsibility of Psychiatric Security Review Board to supervise the person when they are released in the community. Mr. Chairman of the committee. So Dash 2 amendments, the product Dash 1, product of a work group. I expect today to have a refinement for the Dash 2.
All right. First of all, let me just call the witnesses up. I have two individuals that are currently scheduled, Bob Jundoff and Matthew Kirby. If you please would come forward. Okay. I got it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman Prozanski, Co-Chair Cruz, and members of the committee. My name is Matthew Kirby, and I am a resident at the Oregon State Hospital. I am here today, along with other OSH residents, to lend our strong support for proposed amendments to Senate Bill 420.
All right, Mr. Kirby, we have your testimony. Due to the amount of work I have before us today, I need you to please summarize your high pointer statements. This is part of the record. We will read it, but I'm telling you, you can't just read it verbatim at this time.
That's okay. I'm In short...
Part. There you go.
Thank you, sir. In short, we believe that the people that work with us on a daily basis, that observe us and work with us 24/7 towards our treatment goal and recovery needs, are the best ones to determine what our treatment needs are and whether we are ready for transition back into the community. And in short, that's what it is.
Wonderful, Mr. Kirby. Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Bob Junduff, Director of Disability Rights Oregon. I'm here to speak in support of the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 420. Essentially, this is an effort to give our state hospital the authority to control its own census, to make sure that the people who are in the hospital are the right people, that people there need hospital-level care and can transition safely and effectively to the community when it's appropriate.
All right. And, Bob, I'll put a couple things on the record. You may want to expound on it. We actually had a work group that met for probably four different meetings over the last month, and it was the Dash 1s are basically the... they say the product of that work group, and that work group was made up of multiple different individuals from the courts, the hospital, advocates, legislators, and the governor's office was in attendance, and some of the individuals that are, let's say, directly impacted ODAA, and let's see, and I would say also the defense bar was also there. Is there any other comments or things you want to cover on this?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did attend those meetings and those discussions. I was impressed by the level of concern about our state being able to use the hospital appropriately, making sure that the hospital is safe for everyone who's there, and moving toward a consensus concept that that could help us to make sure that we can effectuate those policy purposes. This I know that we'll be looking at an additional draft of these amendments to work out some of the fine points, and I think we're on the right track.
All right, thank you. Question, Senator Cruz first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bob, the PSRB that's been worked in the House Judiciary Committee, how does do these connect in any way?
Mr. Chair, Senator Cruz, there's a bill working its way through the House, House Bill 3100, which addresses what we call the front door of the hospital, making sure that in the future that the right people come into the hospital and are not we're not using the insanity defense inappropriately. This bill addresses 420 amendments address the back door of the hospital, okay, making sure that people who are already in the hospital are able to move out in a timely manner or get to the place that's most appropriate for them.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Gentlemen, thank you all very much for coming forward today. Is there anyone else who wants to give testimony today on Senate Bill 420? Not seeing anyone wanting to come forward, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on Senate Bill 420, and we're going to go ahead and open up our public hearing on Senate Bill 360.
Chairman of the committee, there's no one that signed up for 360, but I can give you some background on the Dash 3 amendments. These amendments replace the bill, and what it does is allows the Justice of the Peace to conduct arraignments in the city that is the county seat for the county or city in which the Circuit Court regularly holds court. This is an issue that Senator Johnson brought to our attention historically, and it goes back a long way, except for certain counties like Baker, Gilliam, Grant, Harney, Morrow, Sherman, Tillamook, and Wheeler. County justices of the peace courts cannot be held in the same city where the circuit court sits. What they're trying to do in issue that came up here was the inability to arraign someone in the jail for the purposes of the justice of the peace court because of this prohibition. And this would allow for arraignments. It wouldn't do any more than that. It would preserve this historic distinction between the two courts as it relates to trials and things like that, but would be a manner of simply making business more efficient for the Justice of the Peace Court as it relates to amendments. We have the Dash 3 amendments on. We don't have the fiscal yet. I just did the Dash 3 amendments on Saturday. So.
All right. And so the, as Council said, Senator Johnson brought it to my attention, the issue. We looked at the current statutes. The intent of this bill is not to circumvent what the statutes provide, but carve out a very small exception that will, in fact, allow this one county to actually be able to conduct arraignments in the same city where the circuit court's located. And that's the purpose of this, based on that limited application. The chair was fine with moving it forward because it does seem in this day and time we should be partnering and allowing for the county courts or the municipal courts to be able to conduct their work as efficient as possible and still abide by the, let's say, the structure of the statutes that had been put in place some time back. So with that, was there anyone who wants to give testimony today on Senate Bill 360 as defined by the amendments? Not seeing any, we're going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 360. And I'm going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 360 for the sole purpose of adopting the Dash 3 amendments. And I'll open up that work session at this time.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3 amendment to Senate Bill 360.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 3 amendments in the Senate Bill 360. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 360, understanding we do not have the paperwork to move that bill forward at this time. Once that paperwork is before us, we will bring it back. But at this time, I will be carrying over Senate Bill 360 until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. And with that, I'll close that work session. All right. That drops me down to, I believe, our work sessions. I'm going to open up a work session, combined work session for SJR 3 and SB 78. And the purpose for opening that up is to carry those two measures, the resolution and the bill, over until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. So with that, I'll close the work sessions on SJR 3 and Senate Bill 78. And let's see. No, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 961. I've spoke to one of the lead sponsors in this bill. We have a Dash 1, but my understanding there is potentially a Dash 2 that is coming. I've received that information this morning when walking into the office. Because of that, I will be carrying Senate Bill 961 over until tomorrow, April 19th. With the understanding that if we are not able to get the amendments completed on that one, we may go ahead and move the Dash 1s into the bill and move it out of this committee, either to another committee or to the floor. With that, we are closed the work session on Senate Bill 961. Again, it will be carried over until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. And 963 is...
That's the structure payments. We have the Dash 1 amendments.
Okay. And I'm opening up a work session on Senate Bill 963. The purpose for this is to carry this bill over until tomorrow, Tuesday, the 19th. Senate Bill 963 will be carried over until Tuesday, April 19th. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 963. All right. So now we've got this set here. This looks like, is this, so you're done?
I'm done.
All right, we're going to change, well, I got, Cheyenne over there, and should we start on your list, Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, certainly, if you'd like to open them each individually and talk about what's missing.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open up on the first one will be Senate Bill 186.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 186 was previously heard on February 24th. There is still a fiscal statement pending on the Dash 3 amendments.
All right, so we're waiting for the fiscal on Senate Bill 186, so we will be carrying over 186 until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. Close the work session on that bill, and we'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 346.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 346 was previously heard on March 24th. It has a fiscal pending on the Dash 1 amendment.
All right, so we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 346 until tomorrow, April 19th. waiting for the additional documentation. With that, we'll close the work session on 346. We'll open up a work session on 496.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 496, previously heard on the 14th, also has a fiscal statement pending on the Dash 1 amendments.
All right, we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 496 until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th, waiting for the documentation to catch up with the bill. Open the work session now on Senate Bill 616.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, this bill was previously heard on 317. It has a fiscal pending on the Dash 5 amendments.
All right, and so we're waiting for the fiscals on 616, excuse me. So we will be moving 616 over until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. And we'll close that work session, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 734.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 734, previously heard on the 7th of April, also has a fiscal statement pending on the Dash 1 amendment.
All right. We'll be carrying Senate Bill 734 over to tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th, waiting for the documentation on that bill. With that, we'll close the work session. Open a work session on 783.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 783 was previously heard on the 7th of April and the 14th of April. It has a fiscal pending on the Dash 3 amendments and fiscal and revenue statements pending on the Dash 4s.
All right, so we're waiting for the fiscals on 783. We'll carry 783 over until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. And with that, we'll close the work session on 783, open a work session on 874.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 874, previously heard on the 14th of April, also has a fiscal statement pending on the Dash 2 amendment.
All right, we're waiting, since we're waiting for the fiscals on 874-2, we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 874 until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. And with that, I believe we have...
Mr. Chair, I would suggest a brief recess to check with Council Knott to make sure we've covered matters that were originally on today's agenda.
All right, I've got Aaron still I need to do, so how about if I go ahead and bring him up, if Aaron's around? Okay. So we'll stand at recess right now waiting for Council to make the change. We're back on the record, and we've made the change on council. What I'm going to do is open a work session on Senate Bill 376. Council, what's the status?
Chair Przanski, members of the committee, I've been informed that there is an additional amendment pending on Senate Bill 376, so I would ask for it to be carried.
All right, so we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 376 until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. With that, we close the work session on Senate Bill 376. Now we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 763. Aaron?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senate Bill 763, which we heard for public hearing on the 12th of April, has to do with the setting aside of a conviction or expungement of juvenile records for certain sex crimes. And I'll remind the committee that basically that there exists under current law sort of carve-out for individuals not having to report as sex offenders for third-degree sex crimes that come about because the victim is less than 5 years of age from the defendant and the relationship is consensual. In those cases, the victim must be at least 14 years of age. As I said, in those instances, offenders are not currently required to register as sex offenders. However, their convictions are not expungible. Senate Bill 763 would allow for those to be expunged consistent with normal procedures and would be the first instance in which sex offender convictions did become expungible. This is the introductory version of the bill. The fiscal impact is indeterminate. The reason for that indeterminacy is that fiscal is is not able to tell how often they will be used. Oregon State Police charges $80 for each set-aside or expungement. If this results in a substantial number of expungement requests, that could create some expense. So, as I said, indeterminate and no revenue impact.
Can I, Mr. Chair, since this is my bill, make a comment?
She may, if you move the microphone a little closer
okay.
towards you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. After the hearing, my staff has been working with committee counsel and with the District Attorney's Association on an amendment that clarifies some of the language, not only in the bill, but in the existing statute, and I think we're very close to having an agreement.
All right. With that in mind, what I think we're going to do is we'll be carrying this one over. I'd prefer seeing if we can have a final bill instead of carrying something or moving something out. We have plenty of time between now and Thursday, as you can tell from all the stuff we've carried over. So what's one more? So with that, we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 763. Senate Bill 763 will be carried over until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th. With that, we'll close the work session. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into recess unless...
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, staff has conferred, and you've carried over everything that was on today's agenda that was necessary for carryover, except we had an inconsistency whether we had a carryover on the bill that was heard, Mr. Taylor's number 420. Had a public hearing, but we don't know if you carried that. If you could restate that just in case you're covered.
Okay. From what I understand, my cue is... We will be carrying over Senate Bill 420 for a work session until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, so I'm going to look over to my truly certified smart staff. Have we covered everything we need to do? I got the double thumbs up. So with that, is there anything else we need to do today? See what we can do in 30 minutes? All right, so with that, we'll adjourn until tomorrow, where we'll be bringing back all the bills we just talked about, plus a few more, carried over
so,
until...
Mr. Chair, what time tomorrow?
Eight. Is that... I think we have the...
I think I was posted at 8.
Let's check. I thought we had those... Everything was supposed to be set for 8 o'clock from now on.
That's what I said last week.
What is it posted?
That's the first thing. I still think six might be better, but yeah, we'll be 8:30. Okay. Sounds like we're up for 8:30 tomorrow. Thank you very much. And with that, we're adjourned.